Influence behavior through psychology-based design. Designing products to change behavior effectively allows designers to create tools that benefit users while proving the concept works. These designers aim to modify people's actions through what they call interventions. For example, Duolingo encourages new ways of communication, while financial services interventions encourage saving for important goals. The self-determination theory of motivation says doing things that fit with your core values and goals is super motivating. Smart designers use this by helping folks with their basic needs for competence, learning and growing, autonomy, making meaningful choices, and relatedness, feeling connected to something bigger. The behavior change designs. The behavior change design process has four phases. 1. Diagnosis. Research and understand your target users, the context, and the problem. 2. Prescription. Explore solutions and create product requirements based on your findings. 3. Execution. Build the product according to the plan developed during the prescription phase. 4. Evaluation. Continuously measure the product's effectiveness. Test early prototypes and keep assessing their impact. Craft your success tale and outline your goals. Create a strong outcome story for your product launch success. Use a visual map or storyboard to show the journey, or write an article as if you've already achieved it. Also, make a logic map to track what you'll measure, for example, user engagement. If your plan isn't working out, take it as a chance to make your product better. Use surveys and tests to see how well your product is doing. Talk to users and find out what needs fixing. Make sure all your research is done fairly so you don't lose the trust of your users. Avoid pushing for behavior change. People won't stick to changing their behavior if they feel like an app is making them do things. They need to connect their new goals to something personal that matters to them. When guiding users to take action, it's better to offer them choices instead of making them follow a set process. This gives them the freedom to customize their journey and feel in control. Make decisions easier by setting up a good choice architecture that provides the info they need for meaningful choices. When encouraging users to sign up for a behavior change process and offer them an out, instead of making participation mandatory. Providing different options for users to customize their journeys gives them a sense of control and independence. To help users make choices, designers need to connect new features with their core values. Using question laddering, product managers keep asking why a new feature is needed until they can't find a reason anymore. This way, they figure out the real purpose behind each feature. For example, apps like Noom use a similar approach, asking users a series of questions to uncover the deeper reasons behind their goal, like losing weight. Product interventions fail without the designer's understanding of user challenges. If people aren't doing what you want, find out what's stopping them. The Calm B model says they need the capability, opportunity, and motivation to make the change. Sometimes, the issue is that those working on it don't fully understand the challenges. Once you know the hurdles, prioritize and tackle the most important ones. Understanding behavior change and user engagement involves considering several key factors. Knowledge is the information about behavior change or product usage clear, or is it confusing and new to users? Skill do people need specific talents or regular practice to perform the desired behavior? Time how much time are users being asked to dedicate to the target behaviors? Is it feasible given their busy schedules? Focus does the product design include distracting features? And can users maintain focus, especially in noisy environments? Mood, are users too stressed or anxious to perform the desired behaviors effectively? Resources and tools, and when people need to invest in specific items or special equipment to engage in the target behavior. Motivations, and are users motivated to commit to the desired behavior, or are they prioritizing other goals? Promote a growth mindset with positive feedback. Changing behavior is easier when you focus on progress over perfection. It's better to believe in a growth mindset, thinking that your efforts will help you succeed, than having a fixed mindset. Fixed mindsets see success as only about natural talent and doubt their ability to develop skills. When faced with difficulties, they think they lack the skills needed. To help people change, offer just the right level of challenge to keep them interested and prevent boredom. Make sure they have enough time to rest, avoiding frustration. The goal is to get them into a flow state where they are fully absorbed, focused, and lose track of time during an activity. Encourage people after setbacks, helping them approach tasks differently. Show evidence of progress and celebrate milestones to boost confidence. Provide metrics for assessing progress and give multi-leveled feedback, combining short and long-term insights. Offer insights into others' performance. Connect individual behaviors to broader societal change. Avoid extremes. Don't overwhelm with too much or too little feedback. Praise repeated desirable behaviors and create positive new patterns. Tie feedback to the next action step. Connect with users through human and non-human support. Connecting with others is a fundamental human need, and finding ways to inspire and foster those connections can lead to positive benefits. Having friends on your journey to change increases your chances of reaching your goals. Encouraging users to team up with accountability buddies helps them stay on the right path. Designers focused on behavior change can set up social support systems, giving users chances to connect with others going through similar experiences. For example, Noom creates online groups to support users in the same stage of their weight loss journey. Designers should make products easy for people to relate to by giving them names and avatars. Create an experience that makes users feel heard and understood by personalizing it. You can use chatbots to encourage people to change their behavior. They're often more comfortable sharing personal stuff with these tools than with real people. Craft a user journey and product that builds trust. At every point in the journey when people use your product, there are chances to build trust with your team. Before people try your product, you create trust through your outreach and marketing. Being clear and letting users know what to expect and why you ask certain things helps build trust. Share info that is truly helpful to users. Connect your product's effectiveness to science, share real user outcomes, and include affiliations to boost credibility. When people trust your product, it means they believe you'll treat them right, keep their info safe, and won't spring any surprise charges on them. Always ask for permission before sharing their info and stick to fair and ethical rules for collecting and using data. Don't use complicated legal talk. Speak plain and clear so users can get what you're saying and feel good about your project. Empower users for lasting change in their future selves. Help people change by focusing on their future selves. People often think their future selves will be better. This makes them commit to things like starting art projects or taking on challenges that might not fit their current actions. Guide them in setting realistic goals to avoid commitments that might be too big. Since people find it hard to think about the far future, help them set short-term goals. Let them know that progress might be slow, but they'll reach their goals eventually. Changing behavior means investing in a process that gives people the right tools and mindset to do better in life. Key points. 1. Behavior change expert Amy Bucher guides designers to create user-friendly products using psychology-based design for positive habit shifts. 2. Designers must focus on fulfilling users' basic needs in interventions like Duolingo and financial tools to foster lasting behavior changes. 3. The behavior change design process involves diagnosis, prescription, execution, and evaluation for effective outcomes. 4. It's vital to connect new features with users' core values and avoid forcefully pushing for behavior change. 5. Understanding user challenges through models like CalmB is crucial for successful product interventions. 6. Encouraging a growth mindset and offering positive feedback are key to helping users embrace and maintain positive changes.